69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Steve here, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring In My Mind by Dubious at Best. And I don't remember how I found this band. I think it honestly just came up through the algorithm, and I was so obsessed with the artwork and obviously the sound, okay, that I just had to have them on the podcast. It was really out there, and I mean that with the most love a person can give to a band, okay? And it was just so interesting to listen to, and we will get into it after I play a clip from the band. I got a clip, you guys. I reached out again, and I got a clip, and I got a couple more clips when I scratched out some bands that didn't get back to me. So you will get some clips before 180. But anyways, we're going to play a clip from the band. Thank you so much. I love clips and I appreciate clips. And it was really interesting to hear the background on the recording of this particular song. I just thought it was funny. Yeah, so you're going to hear that. And then we're going to play a short clip of In My Mind by Dubious at Best.
Hello, I'm Jonah from Dubious at Best. So In My Mind was one of the first Dubious at Best songs that we ever wrote. This was written when we were probably about 15. We were like sophomores in high school. And we wanted to start a band, so we got together, just did some random practices. And this is one of the first early things that came out of it. So this song was written predominantly by our guitarist, Josh Miner. He actually hasn't done much songwriting since then. He has a couple songs, but they're more outliers of what we've done in general. It's usually me and Ryan that write all the songs. But this one, he wrote like 80% of the structure and the chords and all the melodies and the words and stuff like that. So that was interesting for this song specifically. While we were recording this song, we did about 5 different recording sessions for it, like in fully different circumstances. One of the first ones was in Ryan's living room of just this home recording job, and that one went kind of poorly. We did it, we were working with our drummer who had just joined the band earlier that day and had only been playing drums for about 3 weeks, so that was kind of cursed. And then we tried another one later at this little studio downtown in Boise. That one's called the Boise Hive. We didn't bring enough audio engineers for it, as in we brought none of them. So that recording session was not particularly fruitful. And then we tried it again later, and that's how we ended up with the version that ended up on the record. There was a couple other false starts in there, but those are the important ones. And this song has honestly kind of become an unexpected fan favorite. There's a lot of people who really like this song. We've gotten a lot of streams on it. Honestly, I'm not exactly sure why. It's never been one of my favorite ones, even though I like singing it. It's pretty fun to sing. It has a little yowza part. It's just a really rock and roll kind of song. But we were never expecting it to be as big of a deal as it is. Like, people were requested at concerts and things like that. And that's just been really cool to see, and was fully unexpected when we were recording and writing the song.
Everywhere I go, everything I see, it all comes back to you, all comes back to me. Colored eyes. Maybe I'm just a fool, 'cause you look at me like that, and I'm just still back.
had to get to that guitar. I loved it. Like I said, this band was all over the place for me, but it was very interesting to listen to. I could tell that this was a group of people who loved making music and just wanted to get their music out there. And I really did struggle with picking a song. This song, I kind of went with it because it reminded me of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And throughout like all the albums, I got bits of Cake and Franz Ferdinand. And I don't know. They were like, I don't even listen to that. Like, you guys, Franz Ferdinand is my jam. Like, what the Killers are to some people was Franz Ferdinand to me, like, for a couple years. Like, and I almost went with Dance Idiot because it reminded me of Franz Ferdinand's Michael. I almost went with Wedding Season and Rise and Hippodrome. Like, Hippodrome? Is that how you say it? Hippodrome. Yeah. I really enjoyed listening to this band. Now I'm going to talk about their albums. So they have two albums out and singles. You should listen to the singles as well. They have two albums, Five Figures, which came out in 2025. And that one has a remastered version of Dance Idiot. Like, I prefer the original, you guys. I'm not going to lie. I love originals and original recordings. And I love the artwork. Can we talk about the artwork? Five Figures has this chalk art. It's just a picture of some chalk art. I was drawn to that because I do chalk art on my sidewalk. And Hippodrome has a bunch of little hippos on the album. And that one has In My Mind and Hippodrome, obviously, on them. Those songs are on that album. And even their single, like, artwork. So check out Rise for sure. I loved that song. But In My Mind, the album work for the single is the cutest little hippo. And if you guys have stickers, please send me stickers. Like, I will send you money for these stickers. And maybe it's water, but when I saw it, I was like, oh, there's like this little titty hanging over this hippo. And like, there's a little heart over the nipple because they didn't want the nipple to show. And I'm sure it's not that. If you guys could tell me what the actual interpretation from the artist is, like, I would love that. But to me, it's just a booby. So there you go. Check out this band for their music and their artwork. You can follow Dubious at Best on Instagram. It's Dubious period at Best. And check out everything they have to offer. Two albums and a single. I really enjoyed listening to this band, you guys. I was really diving into the lyrics. It wasn't too lyric heavy, but I thought the lyrics were pretty raw and just like straightforward, which I love. And then, you guys, there was that little bit of horn and then just like layers that I loved. I couldn't get enough of this band, you guys. High praise from me. Not much going on. Just support your local coffee shops and breweries and just your local spots, you guys, before they go away. Yeah, because it is rough out there, you guys. If you want to support this podcast, just share it with someone that you know. Tell a friend about it. Give it a rating on whatever you listen to this on. And if you want to be really generous, if you have the means, you can donate to my Bandcamp. You can just buy my song off Bandcamp for whatever you want. I'll just use that money to buy more coffee at a local coffee shop, not Starbucks. I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band with me. Oh yeah, In My Mind will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. Thanks for listening. Say hi to your dad for me. Bye.